Chapter 5. No one knows what really happened to the children of Hamlin. There are three different endings to the story. One story has a happy ending. In this story, the people of Hamlin are sorry. They pay the piper. He takes the money and returns the children. Although this is a happy ending, we know that this is not the true ending. The stained glass window and the history books tell us that the children left and did not return. In another story, the Pied Piper kills the children. He takes them down to the river and drowns them, just like the rats. This is a very sad ending. The Piper is very cruel. He is a murderer. Do the children of Hamlin really die? Is that what the story is telling us? In another story, the Pied Piper takes the children to a mountain. A big cave opens up on the side of the mountain. It is filled with wonderful toys and food. The children live there happily ever after. Although this is a happier ending, it is still sad, because the children and their parents are separated forever. This story may be closer to the truth. Maybe the children died on the mountain. Maybe there was an accident. Whatever happened, the town of Hamlin really did lose 130 of its children on 26th of June 1284, and it would never be the same again. The important lesson of the story is to always be honest and pay any money that you owe. A person may look weak, but if you are rude to them, then they may find a way to punish you, just like the Pied Piper punished the people of Hamlin.